Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No better guest to talk about it than the rules analyst at Fox Sports and the former VP of officiating, Dean Blandino, on with Mack and Parkins on The Score on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Dean, thank you so much for the time. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We are outstanding. Always great to be in the presence of somebody who understands the white hat. Now, because we are advocates of the officiating community. Brad Rogers is the ref in Cowboys game yesterday. First-year referee. Is that part of the issue here? And it's not just him, but is that part of what happened in that ball game?
Well, I'm glad you say that because it's obviously not just him. You had actually six plays in a row with a penalty, and they were some were on the Cowboys, some were on the Jets. You have multiple officials involved. I think certainly having first and second year referees creates create issues. Look, anytime you're new at something, and the NFL is certainly it's high speed, fast paced. There's so much going on. There's going to be a learning curve, but I don't think that a first-year referee led to that situation. I just think sometimes, you know, I looked at all six plays, and you can make a case that there are, you know, that the fouls are there. There was even probably on that last play, you might have had a hit on the quarterback, a hit on Prescott that wasn't called. So sometimes there's just fouls have to be called, and you just don't, but you don't see it very often where you have that many plays in a row where there's a yellow flag.
Dean, the most glaring thing or troubling thing from yesterday happened in the Chiefs-Texans game, and it was on the Pat Mahomes interception.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday Night Football, you've got Tony Dungy saying it looked like somehow word got to them that wasn't interference and they should pick the flag up, when I don't think refs are supposed to be talking in that situation. What was your opinion of what happened there?
Well, it certainly looked as if the officials they all have wireless communication, and that wireless communication allows them to talk to each other on the field. It allows them, several members of the crew, not every official can talk to the replay booth or talk to the people in New York. There's two officials on every crew that are on that channel and can speak back to replay in New York. And it did look like one of the officials was, you know, had his finger up against his ear with the earpiece, and it did look like they were communicating with someone outside of that circle of officials. And you look at the play, it looked to me like it was holding. Mahomes has the ball. He's looking. He obviously said that Kelsey was his first read, and he was looking for him, and then obviously couldn't get the ball to him because he was being held, and then he threw the ball down the field. And the flag is thrown initially, and what really should have happened is if that official that saw that action on Kelsey, he sees the hold, he finds the football, sees that the quarterback still has the ball, he throws the flag, and it's defensive holding. If the ball is in the air somewhere else, it's nothing, because you can't have pass interference on a player that is, the ball has to be catchable by that player. So
yeah, but I guess
it just looked, yeah.
I guess the confusion was I thought that they weren't allowed to use the wireless technology with New York or the replay official unless there's actually a review happening on the play, because I think where the confusion was is, like, who's actually making this call, and nobody seemed to know.
Yeah, and I don't know if they communicated with New York, but they are not allowed. New York can get involved in replay situations and anything administrative. If they're going to enforce a penalty incorrectly, or if it's going to, the down is wrong, or the clock is incorrect, New York can get involved, but they can't get involved in a situation where it's a flag for whatever it is. And New York is telling them, no, that's not a foul because of X, Y, and Z. So if that is what happened, that's not the rule, that's not the protocol, but you do see those officials use that wireless communication to speak with each other. But again, I don't know exactly what happened, but if they went to replay or went to New York, that's not the proper process.
Dean Blandino, former VP of officiating, the rules analyst at Fox Sports, is our guest. Should NFL coaches stop challenging pass interference?
Well, they probably should. They should be very, very picky about when they challenge, because what we have seen over the course of the season is that the bar, and I do believe the bar has moved, but the bar is very high right now in terms of overturning a call on the field. And there have only been, 44 reviews for pass interference this year to date, and there's only been 7 reversals. There hasn't been a reversal since week 3. And so when you compare that percentage to the other types of reviewable plays, you know, they're reversing 43% of all reviews in other areas, catch, no catch, fumble, down by contact, and only 16% when it comes to pass interference. So I think coaches need to be very, very picky about when they challenge, and I think they got to stick to just the critical situation if it's near the end of the game, outside 2 minutes, and they just have to challenge, because we're not seeing many of those calls get overturned.
No, and often when they appear to be obvious, and you know, yeah. I don't know, we haven't had a case here in town where we feel like our guys got screwed or anything, because it goes both ways, but what would serve the NFL best right now with this? What does it need to do to sort of iron this thing out? Because some are so frustrated by what's going on with officiating, it almost appears to be a crisis level, Dean.
Yeah, I think people are frustrated with this rule, because when the rule went in, it obviously you have the play from the NFC Championship game, and that was the real driver behind this. But then it was more so the communication prior to the season and the plays that the league used to say, here's an example of a call that wasn't made on the field. We will create this in replay. And I think if you go back and look at some of those examples, we've seen examples. You go back to Thursday night this past week with the Patriots and Giants. That's a play where Golden Tate gets interfered with. That's a play I can't imagine the league showing that play in the offseason where they were then and saying that wasn't going to get overturned, and then we don't get it overturned on Thursday night. So I think people are frustrated with it. I know coaches are frustrated. And that's why I think you're going to see the number of challenges for pass interference continue to decrease, and it might be only those game changing late in the game situations where they feel like they have to challenge where we're going to see it.
Yeah, but that's not what the teams were told, right? When they
no.
so that's not written in a rule anywhere. Like, who just makes the macro decision that the threshold for overturning this judgment call is going to be so much higher than everything else?
Yeah, I think so. The language is the same. Look, it's clear and obvious. You have to have clear and obvious evidence to overturn a ruling on the field, and that applies to anything that's reviewable. But I think the problem with pass interference is because it's so subjective. It's not something objective like the ball is on the ground or the foot stepped on the sideline. Those are things that the three of us could look at and agree, yeah, it's clear the ball touched the ground. But we could look at a play that involves pass interference and we could say, well, there's contact, but did that contact prevent the receiver from making a play on the ball? It's subjective. And right now, it's the people in New York who have set the standard to say the standard for clear and obvious on pass interference is it's astronomically high right now. And that's how they're administering this rule. And I, like you said, it doesn't feel like what was exactly explained to the fans, to the public, to the coaches prior to the season.
Because this is so muddied up with PI, I don't expect there will be any changes next year regarding another judgment call that has benefited the Bears this year, and that is roughing the passer calls. There was one called on the Broncos that gave the Bears a win. They walked out of Denver in week 2 very, very fortunate because of a call that was exceedingly questionable. Would you expect that to remain as is, or do you think that's another judgment call we'll be arguing about next year at this time?
Yeah, you know, it's a great point. I think there were several clubs that actually proposed a rules change in the offseason to make those types of calls reviewable instead of pass interference. And I do think, you know, if it were up to me, and I would rather see those calls get reviewed than pass interference if we're going to get into this subjective world, because look, you're dealing with player safety. Those are 15-yard penalties. They're significant, and I think it's actually easier to review those plays. You see it in the college game with targeting versus pass interference, where we're trying to, you know, adjudicate these, you know, a grab, a slight contact before the ball arrives. I think that I do feel like if this continues to go the way it does, I don't think the league is going to add anything subjective to replay. I think they're going to look at this 1 year experiment with pass interference and probably, if not do away with the whole thing, I would imagine there would be some major tweaks to it if it's going to continue beyond this season.
The refs hate it, don't they?
You know, I think the refs, the officials on the field, they accept replay and they like replay because no one hates a missed call more than the officials themselves. It's true. I've been around officials my entire career. And they take it harder than anyone when there's a mistake. And so they like replay because replay helps them get things right.
But on the judgment calls.
On the judgment calls, this is now, it's basically puts a spotlight on pass interference and how difficult it is and how hard a call it is to make. And I think it kind of seeps into the psyche of the official on the field. Whereas, okay, now my call, I'm making this in real time. I get one look at it. Everything's going full speed, and I have to make a call. And now they're gonna analyze it and overanalyze it from multiple angles in super slow motion. That has to sink into the psyche of that individual. And I think in some instances it does affect how they call the game, and that's not a good thing.
Right. I've argued for years now that instant replay has actually made officials worse because they're officiating to the replay. It's like, oh, well, yeah, I'm not going to make this call because I can get bailed out on review.
And I think it's a great point. And I think the really good officials don't think that way. I think the excellent officials are the ones that are going to say, I'm going to make my call. And we would teach that. We would teach the officials on the field when I was there. Look, you officiate the game. You're there because you have excellent judgment. You're one of the best officials in the country. Make a call. If it has to go to review, then replay will deal with it. But not every official is built that way. And now what we're seeing, especially as younger officials come through the ranks, we're seeing replay at high school. So they're so used to, they're grown up with these replay systems. It's almost like it was supposed to be a safety net. Now it's a crutch. And that is not good for officiating as a whole.
Dean Blandino, rules analyst at Fox, former VP of officiating. Thanks for getting back to us. We appreciate
Thank
the time.
Thank you, Dean. Good stuff.
You got it, guys.
Take care, man.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.